With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. House Speaker Mike Johnson is in Israel for meetings with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the food crisis in Gaza. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says the biggest challenge is preventing Hamas terrorists from stealing food shipments and reselling them on the black market.
I spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu about this myself, and he is resolved, of course, to make sure that aid is delivered. The nation of Israel and the U.S. will be involving now the latest development, I believe, is Samaritan's Purse will be involved. And they have credibility on the world stage. They have delivery mechanisms and systems that have been proven in times of crisis everywhere around the world. And that'll be a great development. I think a lot more aid will be delivered. But, of course, they're going to need military assistance because the terrorists are stealing it.
Speaker Johnson's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be seen starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. President Trump says plans are being made for a summit with Russian President Putin to discuss ending the war in Ukraine.
I'll be meeting very shortly with President Putin. It would have been sooner, but I guess there's security arrangements that unfortunately people have to make. Otherwise, I'd do it much quicker. He would too. He'd like to meet as soon as possible. I agree with it. But we'll be announcing that very shortly.
The president will meet with Vladimir Putin in Alaska next Friday. A suspected shooter near the campuses of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention at Emory University is dead, and one law enforcement officer has died from his injuries after yesterday's shooting. The incident took place near the entrance to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, where the federal agencies employ, say bullets struck the windows of several CDC buildings. The man suspected of killing four people at a Montana bar last week is in custody after a week-long search. Michael Paul Brown, the suspect in the killings, has been captured. This is SRN News. Canada will pay homosexuals to move there. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The government in Ottawa is encouraging LGBT people in the U.S. and around the world to consider immigrating with the offer of 12 months of income and resettlement support. Canadian officials are working with homosexual pressure groups, including the Rainbow Railroad, which styles itself as the underground railroad that helped slaves escape from the South here in the U.S. prior to the Civil War. Some critics say Canadian taxpayers should not be footing the bill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump continues to address the concerns of evangelical Christians who form the bedrock of his Republican support. Mr. Trump has established faith-focused entities with numerous influential Christian appointees, and has energized supporters with assaults on abortion and the LGBT agenda. His appointees to the Supreme Court have also expanded areas for religious exemptions and expression. This is SRN News. A legendary astronaut has died.
In NASA's early years, Lovell was one of its most traveled astronauts. In 1970, he was supposed to have been the fifth man to walk on the moon. Apollo 13's service module, carrying Lovell and two others, experienced a sudden oxygen tank explosion. The crew barely survived.
A situation where it appears that it's doomed to disaster. People at Mission Control turned an almost certain catastrophe into a successful recovery.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Of course, Jim Lovell was the man who made "Houston, we have a problem" a very popular phrase. In 1968, the Apollo 8 crew of Lovell, Frank Borman, and William Anders was the first to leave Earth's orbit and the first to fly in a circle around the moon. Letter writer said the crew's Christmas Eve reading from Genesis saved America from a tumultuous 1968. Jim Lovell, an American hero, dead at 97. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.